This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced today that all military combat jobs will be open to women by early next year. That includes jobs in the special forces, like Navy SEALs. The decision could change the career paths of women in the military by removing what's been a barrier to their advancement. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ginzer reports.
Combat jobs are gritty, on the front lines, in infantry and artillery units. Nancy Duff Campbell is co-president of the National Women's Law Center. She says women have unofficially been in combat for a long time.
Women in combat support units who are traveling on trucks that get blown up have been obviously in combat.
Genevieve Chase was in one of those trucks. The Army Sergeant First Class was in Afghanistan in April of 2006 when her truck was rammed by a car filled with explosives. She suffered burns and a brain injury. Now opportunities that were officially denied to her for years are open.
It's a very, it's sort of emotional day for me. Sorry, I'm going to cry.
Chase has been in the military for 13 years and may leave it soon, but she thinks the opening of combat jobs will make the military more attractive for women now.
This is everything I would have dreamed of when I joined the military, and I didn't think that I would see it happen during my career.
But an official combat job could have boosted Chase's career. That's because you don't rise to the top positions in the military unless you have a combat job. Thomas Ricks is a contributing editor of Foreign Policy magazine.
These combat slots, ground combat, are the express elevator for U.S. military promotions.
Rick says we won't see women immediately leading combat units. It generally takes 20 years of combat experience to rise to the very top. But he says this is a start. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.